You're listening to Somatics Toolkit, audio file on blood work, part 2, on flow. This audio file is a continuation of blood work part 1 on finding your pulse. If you haven't listened to this yet, please go back and listen to this first. Make sure you can work uninterrupted for 10 minutes. In this part, we invite you to continue the exploration of blood in your body and to explore yourself as part of the blood system, connecting with a wider sense of what it means to have flow or have form in your research, your thinking, or your writing. Our particular attention in this audio track turns to the fluidity of blood. In the previous track, you explored the relationship between the inner and outer body and how they move together. The inner movement of the heart and the breathing was speaking back to the external movement of torso, arms, and legs.
Now begin to think about the different components of blood. There are fluids and solids. The fluid is the blood plasma, which is a clear extracellular fluid. More than half of the blood is composed of water. An average adult has roughly 5 liters of blood, and the blood accounts for 7% of the human body weight. Blood has a vital function in the body, as it delivers nutrients and oxygens to cells and transports metabolic waste products away from the cells. In a medical sense, blood is defined as a connective tissue. You can say that blood has an in-between status.
Begin with the sensation of fluidity and the movement of flow. Use your imagination to trace the body with your mind on the inside of your body and let the imagery that comes from that be reflected in how your body moves. Imagine the pumping of blood from the heart out through the arteries into the extremities of the body. It moves into your organs. It moves into your fingertips. All via a pre-arranged route, which is determined by how the blood vessels and arteries are laid out in the body. See if you can imagine all the places where you have blood, all at once. Every cell in the body is fed through this blood. Is there a way that every single part of you can move with this flow? From the skin and bones and muscles, the flow never stops. It never pauses or waits. It just flows continuously. Is there a way of having your awareness in the entire flow at the same time? Notice how the flow does not simply move around the body, but it continuously present in the whole body at once. Allow yourself to be taken by the flow, as if some external force is moving you around, like a boat carried on a river, or the way the wind makes a leaf dance. if again that picks up the internal movement of breath and heart, and the blood flow becomes faster because of the external movement. Allow your body to be moved by this. Respond to that by giving it even more continuity and flow.
You have played with the image of being moved like a boat on a river or a dancing leaf. Now for a moment, zoom in your movement exploration on the language we use. Listen to the following phrases and see how your body responds. The company was her lifeblood. We must secure the flow of goods. The company needs liquidity. The Liberal Party experienced a bloodbath following the election. The blood pressure of the administration rose as the scandal went public. It's all blood money. Blood flow also speaks deeply to the act of field work, as it never stops. Just like the fluidity that you're practicing now. In ethnographic fieldwork too, you may experience a sense of just being whirled around, that you're being moved around by an external force. The work that you can prepare yourself for and reflect on with this exercise is how to be with that. Move into the field with attention instead of intention.
Open your eyes if you haven't already. Notice the space you're moving in. We have been very focused on the internal sensation and its relation to the physical body. Can you continue the exploration of flow as a body moving through the space? Like the blood in your body, can you be everywhere at once? What is the flow of body through the space? Can you have a sense of movement and attention through the entire space and the entire body?
As you found in the part one of the blood exploration, the blood is an essential driver of moving your body around, and it produces a rich number of sensations that you can pay attention to. There's no pause in the blood movement, it never stops. In a physiological sense, you can usually predict where the blood flows. Similarly, you can plan the trajectory of your ethnographic work, but it may make sudden shifts. Your sense of the field and how it flows and changes. This exercise can help you practice your capability for attention, for just being with the flow of your research and the becoming of your work, without any judgment of what moves you. This is the end of the second of three audio tracks exploring blood work. If you wish to continue exploring, go straight to the next audio file, Blood Work on Solids. If you want to finish here, let your body slow down and come to standing still. Finish the exercise by closing your eyes and take a moment to focus on the sensations in your body. Anchor yourself into this experience. Give some thought to how the movement and sensation of body, of blood, tempo, and the shifting weights in your body has steered your attention, and bring this reflection into the next stage of your research. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit and Bloodwork on Flow. Remember your body.